Jalinda, and today is release day. I could not be more excited to share this thing with you. It's been 10 years in the making, and I'm so glad that we are finally here. It's available on all digital media platforms, anywhere you purchase or you stream music. And it's just a song of encouragement, of triumph, of victory over the schemes and the tactics of the enemy. It's a war cry for the believer to know that we have already overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I just want you guys to be encouraged, as I've been encouraged by your responses, by your love, by your encouraging words. I'm so grateful for you guys' support, and I cannot wait for the days ahead, for the testimonies that are gonna come out of this. I'm so grateful for all you guys. Have an amazing weekend. Be encouraged and keep fighting.
Welcome to our study of the Gospel of John.
I have fallen in love with the work of Paul as I've studied the book of 1 Corinthians, and I believe you will too.
This is where Jesus taught, in Capernaum, and you have to understand this scene.
The Lord is my shepherd. And over the next 6 weeks, we're going to look deeply into the 23rd Psalm.
Right Now Media. It's for groups. It's for personal devotion. It's for parents.
The bullseye of parenting is to raise children who become like Jesus.
It's for kids.
This is Phil. We're digging into the Bible, which, as we've mentioned, is more than just a book.
It's for tough times.
So when you recognize that you're trying to have a conversation with your spouse and they're not ready to talk, it's not helpful to keep pressing
right.
them.
It's for every phase of life.
If you've made mistakes with money, you know what that makes you? Over 12.
And now, it's yours. We've purchased a Right Now Media subscription for everyone in our church. So check your inbox for the digital invitation and download the app for instant access to thousands of biblically based videos. Get equipped. Get inspired.
Hey, we're Vince and Ashley Thomas, lead pastors of the Outlet Community Church. And today we wanted to take you behind the scenes
yes.
in the story of how the Outlet came to be.
How it all got started.
So in 2018, at the very beginning of the year, the Lord really sent us into a time of fasting and prayer. Mm-hmm. And this season came at a unique time in our lives where both of us were completing advanced degrees.
Yeah.
As well as I personally came at a fork in the road of changing careers. I've been working in mega ministries across the country for about 14 years full time. And at that moment of when the Lord asked us to pray, I was in between whether or not I needed to change careers altogether or continue in that path. And I know the Lord sent us to Florida to help my mom get situated with her new place. And during that trip, I remember the Lord coming to us and saying, just promise me you won't tell me no. And I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Because personally, when it came to pastoring, it wasn't necessarily something that my wife and I were actively pursuing.
We weren't in behind the scenes dreaming anything up. It was just, we were almost at an open place in life, right?
Yeah.
Where you're literally at a fork in the road. And I think that's the most vulnerable place to be, y'all. But that's the most valuable place to be as well, where you are truly just opening yourself up to God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What's your next step for my life? Because that's the step that's going to be prosperous in the long term. So us getting that chance to sit down, pray about it, and really,
hearing from God
and talk and get our feelings out of the way.
And in my heart, I knew what God was asking. But in my head, I was trying to deny it. I was trying to avoid it. And, you know, in that moment, we submit. We said, Lord, we are submitting to your plan. You know, make it known unto us. In my heart, I knew it was going to be something bigger than the both of us, but we just didn't know specifically what that was. And the scripture that we're reminded of is in Exodus 4:2. And really, Moses was also presented with an opportunity that was bigger than him,
mm-hmm.
that was beyond his expertise and his skill and his craft. And the Lord asked him one question. He said, what is in your hand? And that has stood out to us in our life, where sometimes we might not know what to do. We might not know everything, but what do we have in our hand? And maybe
And I will say, even to that point, y'all, sometimes it's not even about your credentials or your accolades. It's really about your obedience, right? Sometimes God calls us to things that He knows the answers to. He has the provision for the vision He's given you. Yeah. And all we know is the vision and trying to figure out the how and why. So all this kind of came full circle as we're just praying out to God of what to do next.
And it wasn't but 4, maybe 5 hours after we said yes to what God had put in our heart. We had a dear friend of ours reach out and say, "The Lord put you on my heart, and I believe that it's you all's time to pastor." And, you know, in my heart, I knew, okay, God, that's what you're asking us to do. And the follow-up response from her was, "And I have all of the paperwork necessary to get it filed." And I mean, for us, we're like, where does this happen?
It was crazy.
You know, because you don't know where to start. The particular church God had called us to plant is what they call a scratch plant. So
we didn't even know what that term was, by the way. So didn't know what that was. All we knew is we were starting from nothing with nothing, just us and God. That's what we knew.
And so now we on paper have this church, and, you know, we had a name from our for-profit entity. Yeah. That we just turned into added the community church. Actually took that from Pastor Andy Stanley, where his model of churches is to serve the community. And so that's where you get the name, the Outlet Community Church. Mm-hmm. And once we had the paperwork filed and everything turned in, we knew the next step was to find a place to have worship and to hold service.
And that's a whole nother battle of its own. I mean, anybody who's an entrepreneur trying to look for a space to work out of, we know how expensive, especially when you're talking about the area you're gonna be in. And the Lord was working in our hearts about being in the city of Atlanta.
The actual city limits. And for anyone who knows real estate, buildings, properties, you'd rather be in the suburbs to start than right in the heart of the city.
Yeah.
And but if God calls you, as my wife said earlier, He's already sent the provision. And so we had an opportunity to have a meeting right where we're standing here at King Middle School. And we actually sat down with Principal Brown. And, you know, he and I are going to give you an insight into how our partnership with King came to be and what has come from it. So I'm here with Principal Paul Brown of Martin Luther King Middle School in Atlanta, Georgia. And just for a moment, I want us to talk about just our partnership over the last 3 years, going all the way back to March 2018. That was what I would call the most pivotal moments in our entire organization, was having a meeting that was set up by one of the faculty members who is a member of our church. They said, "Hey, I would like you to get in to talk with Principal Brown about possibly using the space to start the church." And that was a huge leap of faith, because I'm going to have to convince or, you know, have a conversation with a decision maker for a church that doesn't even exist yet. But being able to have that meeting in March of 2018, for us to really connect from that moment, and just to hear you say, "Hey, you know, whatever you all need, if you're here to support the student, you're here to support the community, you know, we're here to help you all do that." So that yes was huge for us. As you go and look back to that time, just kind of what led you to say yes to this new pastor who hadn't had a church start yet to be able to use your facility?
So I think, time does fly by fast. You know, I think when I first met you, and I've said this before, that the thing that I always look at is a person's aura or their spirit. And your spirit just told me that you were sincere, genuine, you cared for the community, and you would be a resource for the community. And for our school, it was an opportunity to create a partnership that would support adults, but also support students, and not necessarily in a financial way, but more of in a spiritual way. You know, I always tell, as educators, we go home and we are mentally drained, physically drained, and in some cases we are spiritually drained. And so having the Outlet Church here helped us create that spirit of hope in our school, through your interaction with me, through your interaction with faculty and students, you know, meeting with teachers, providing breakfast, lunch, having conversations with teachers has really been helpful. Your members have supported our school through Career Day, even helping us with videos, whatever we need. You all have done anything we need to support students. It's been very important. And I know that one of the things that we are still working on is me asking for help. But I think just that spirit of hope is so important to me as a principal, because our students, our staff, our community has gone through a lot in 3 years. But because of your presence, it does help create an environment of hope. And so that's the most important thing to me. So it was easy for me to say yes, because you were so genuine and you mentioned, I want to help the community. I want to work with the school, whatever you need. I'm there for you. And it's just very important to me. So,
you know, when I think about from that meeting on, and the opportunities that we've had to partner for the various things that have come up throughout the years, even last year was completely unplanned with the pandemic, but yet still being able to be kind of on the ground to assist in any way possible. I took that serious when I came into your office and said, this is what we endeavor to do as a church. And, you know, by God's grace, you know, he's allowed us to really be able to match what we said and not just have empty promises and empty words. But we couldn't do any of that if you hadn't, you know, opened the door for us to do that. So I just want to thank you for giving us an opportunity to partner with King.
No, but just thank you all for just supporting our school. And one of the things that I appreciate most about it is the phone calls, the texts. Hey, Mr. Brown, tell me what you need. You know, you have a member on our staff. She's constantly reminding me. Vince says, Ms. Brown, do you need something? Oh, and she'll start to say, well, Ms. Brown, I'll figure it out, because I know you don't want to ask for anything. But the other part is just your presence and total involvement in our school. You're a member of our GO team, which is our advisory board for our school. So it shows that you're invested in our community, and you're invested in the lives of the students that attend here. So I just appreciate what the church has done for our school. I appreciate what it has done for me personally, because it's reminded me of my purpose and my service to mankind. And that's something that's very important. And it's also helped me to fulfill my purpose and my service. So I want to say thank you. I do believe that things happen in life, and I know I'm a agent of the school board, but I'm also a person. I do believe in a higher calling, and that God places people and things in your life to get you to the next step. So our school would be totally different without the involvement of the Community Outlet Church. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you all.
Was it your mouth to God's ears? Yes. Is that what they say? Okay.
And it would happen.
Yeah, amen. But no, thank you just for your time. I'm dropping in, you know, as you're getting things revved up to welcome students back into school. So we just pray for a safe and a productive rest of the year and beyond for all the faculty, staff, students, and for our community. And I look forward to the next time that you and I can catch up again.
Okay, great. We can do that.
All right.
Good.
Now that was just absolutely wonderful. As you see, me and Principal Brown really do have a good time.
Y'all are, they're a hoot together. They really are. But it was just so cool, I think, to see the insight from his perspective. You know, like, we know what we were thinking, what we were feeling, all the emotions running through us, but then to hear him talk about how it's brought so much hope to the students and faculty, that was just, it lifted my spirit of, you know, and re-engaged me, refired me.
You know, after that original meeting, I walked out the front door of King, and the Lord reminded me that for 2 years prior to that meeting date, As I got my master's not even a mile away from here at Beulah Heights University, on Tuesdays, I used to come over in between classes and sit directly in front of King Middle School at what was then the Georgia Hill Library and pray in the spirit for 2 hours. I didn't know why I would come over here. The Lord would just lead me over here and just start praying. And at the time, what we're seeing was being constructed. Yeah. And I was
this beautiful building.
Nice. That's neat.
Yeah.
Not knowing that 2 years later, that I would actually be having a meeting in the very direction of my prayers. But in between the time that Principal Brown gave us his verbal approval, things had to go to downtown in order to be signed off so that we could officially start.
So it was just a waiting game for us, right? It was a huge waiting game. And I'm just reminded of the scripture in Genesis 26, I think, and 22, where Isaac was trying to figure out a home for him and his family, right? And here he was digging wells of provision, and everything was kind of just getting messed up. All the people groups were coming in and taking it over. But then he built one well and said, you know what, God, this is an open space for me because you provided this. And I just feel like in my heart that King was an open space for us. It was open space for our community, something fresh that we had never even thought of. And that's what God does. He always gives you bigger and better than anything you could have ever thought of. And the vision that you have, his provision is just absolutely amazing as we continue to trust in him. So this was our open space. King was our open space.
So while we were waiting,
yeah,
we had scheduled and really put before us, the Lord said, I want you to hold a service on Easter. So mind you, we still have no building. We still have no place to go.
Nothing.
And so the Lord told us to go to Grant Park and hold an outdoor service.
Yes.
And it was a risk.
And it was on the day, on probably one of the biggest days of church.
Yeah.
It was Easter.
Easter. And we held a service where 65 or so people came and attended, many of which who became really a part of our launch team, our charter members. And from there, we have just seen God do many miraculous things. We made so many friends in our community, partnered with great organizations to affect change. At the time that we're taping this, we're only 2.5 years old.
Yeah.
And so we're excited about what God has done, but we know that God's character doesn't change.
That's
and he
right.
still desires to That's do great right. and wonderful things through the Outlet Community Church from this time and beyond. So let's get ready to delve into today's message on the vision of the Outlet Community Church.
God is building your faith. Hold on, trust and obey. Always on time, never too late. He's making you stronger, building your faith. God is building your faith. Hold on. Trust and obey, always on time, never too late. He is making you stronger, building your faith. Yeah. God is building your faith. Hold on, trust and obey. Never too late. He is making you stronger, building your faith. Oh yeah. God is building your faith. Hold on. Trust and obey.
Always
on time. Never too late. Building your faith. Can you see?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Can you see? Yeah. Listen. Don't give up.
Don't give
gotta stay in the race. He's just building your faith. Don't give up. You gotta stay in the race. Don't give in. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. He's building your faith. Don't give up. Stay in the race. Don't give in, he'll make a way. Don't let go, he's building your faith. Don't give up, you gotta stay in the race. Don't give in, he'll make a way out of no way. Don't let go, he's building your faith. Yeah, yeah. To somebody this morning, you don't give up. Hold on, help is on the way. Yeah, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Yeah, yeah. Don't give up. You gotta stay in the race. Don't give in. Stay in the race, don't give in. He'll make a way. Don't let go. Build in your faith. Don't give up. You gotta stay in the race. Don't give in. He'll make a way out of no way. Don't let go.
So as we look at what God has called the Outlet Community Church to do, what I'm loving about this journey is that it's becoming more and more clear as we continue walking after God's plan for our ministry and beyond. But before we talk about what we're going to do, we need to first pause and thank every person who has ever served, every person who has ever given, every person who's ever prayed for the outlet.
Supported.
There have been hundreds of people that have been personally responsible for us getting to where we are today. And we cannot help but have an eternal level of gratitude for all that you all have done, for what God has put in the earth for the outlet to do and be in our
inner world. Amen. Amen. And I love, you know, when we first got started, the Lord kind of dropped some trickles of what our church was to be about. When, as my husband was saying, we're kind of specifically, we're drilling down to the specifics now, but it's been 2.5 years now. Like, you know, but when we first heard the vision, God has always called us to empower, equip, develop, and deploy. That's always been at the foundation. And what I love about God is, like, he'll give you a mission, but the method and how you do that mission may change a little bit. And I think that's what's happening just as our church evolves into something even greater.
I think the bigger principle is, if you're faithful in what God gives you, he then releases more.
Absolutely.
So when he gave us just a simple word, a simple name of what we are to be, the mission of empowering, equipping, developing, deploying, he then told us what was the purpose of doing that, which was simply, we are to help every person build community and create legacy. Yeah. God gives you just a tad to start, and he wants to see how faithful you're gonna be with it.
Absolutely.
And with us, he gave us the name of the church, and he gave us a mission of empower, equip, develop, and deploy. Yeah. But then he built upon that and said he wants every person a part of our ministry to be a part of building community and creating legacy. Yeah. Well, what is creating legacy?
Well, you know, I thought legacy was for rich people, honey. I didn't know that legacy could be something that I could be a part of. But if you think about it, we're all a part of God's legacy. And I loved how he intertwined that into our church.
That's it. So legacy is not about what you leave. It's more about the character of who you leave behind. And so God is really, his emphasis is on, are we making a difference in our community? Mm-hmm. And are we being people of character in our community? That's the heart of our church. But today, and the purpose of really coming to you today, is that as we're looking at what the church is going to be post-pandemic, I really believe God is taking us back to the foundations of the scripture and the mm-hmm. foundations of what church was intended to be. When Jesus Christ gave the Great Commission, and then the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they had a mandate to mm-hmm. evangelize, mm-hmm. but not just evangelize through beating people over the head with scripture, but through how they lived.
Yeah.
There was a level of irrational generosity that was present in that community. It was really a place where people could belong before they believed.
People felt safe there. They felt safe in that community. They felt safe getting to know others and sharing their wounds, their scars of life, but coming and getting the healing that they really needed.
And so when we talk about empower, equip, develop, and deploying people to build community and create legacy, specifically, what does that look like? And at this point of our journey as the Outlet Community Church, there are three things that we are going to emphasize on as the church. The first thing is that we are to become fully committed disciples of Jesus Christ. This is what separates us from being simply a nonprofit that does great things in the community, is that our ultimate goal is that we are to mirror and image Jesus Christ. That should be our heart, that people in our worlds and our spheres of influence should know us by our love and not what we're against. Amen. And so what you've seen in our church here recently, we've unveiled a new platform where you're able to have access to a digital library of content for you to grow and develop whatever that you need, not only for adults, but also for children and our babies.
The youth.
Everyone they are empowered to be able to develop their lives.
Yeah.
And that's our heart, is to not only be this for our church, but we believe that we play a small part in the big C, the church of the living God. We're not a place that's just about our four and no more, our church and no one else's. We want to be able to support other ministries to help them in their journey as well, so that we can show the world that we all can work together despite our differences. And so you're going to see a commitment to authentic worship. You're going to see a commitment to digging into the Word of God. You're going to see a commitment to making sure that we're creating opportunities of repetition inside of Scripture so that we can have true spiritual formation. The second thing that we are to be is that the Outlet Community Church is to become an educational center. What does that mean? In all walks of life, our responsibility at the Outlet Community Church is to empower leaders. Mm-hmm. From the time that they're born to the time that they leave this earth, we have a mandate from God to ensure that people are growing, not only in spiritual ways, but also naturally as well. We want to make sure that areas of education that aren't performing to the standard, we want to get in and see what can we do to help that. Now, absolutely. Of course, it's our way of improving achievement, but sometimes that means going beyond just the classroom and getting into neighborhoods and seeing, are there food insecurity issues? Are there situations where people don't have the basic necessities of life mm-hmm. that impact their ability from learning? We want to help adults be able to get their degrees and even assist them in getting their advanced degrees or their trades. We want to make sure that there is nothing that can naturally limit somebody, that if it's within our power, we want to do our part to help lift that lid off of their
life. I agree. I think it's important for the church to not to be a one-stop shop, but to be a resource center. And I think that's what God is mirroring our church in today. He's merging churches. He's saying, listen, we can work together and with other people who have a real heart and real passion and who have the skill set to do exactly what it is that we're needing. So as our church is evolving, I think one thing our church is truly evolving in this particular year is we're branching out with other ministries, and we're really seeing how could we be a partner with them, how they could be a partner with us, and being a true resource center for our community. And so whatever those needs are, educational, physical, spiritual, we'll have them all because we know the body of Christ is in it together.
You know, last year we were able to launch our Outlet Leadership Institute. Yeah. And, you know, to be a church again in its infancy, to be able to offer an opportunity for people to grow. And it's an accredited institute.
It's amazing.
These are things that we want to pair with what God has called us to do. And then the third area that the outlet is called to empower, equip, develop, and deploy people to build community and create legacy is God wants us, number three, to become a catalyst for economic growth and business development. It's important that not only do we preach the word of God and we hold services in the cities and states, there are multiple cities and states that God has already put in our heart that we are to expand to, but God wants us to take the step further and be a part of community transformation. And regardless as to what economic reports are saying, no matter what forecasts are saying, we have a unique opportunity to operate in the word of God, in the kingdom of God, so that people can see naturally that what we believe is not just theory, but it can be practiced.
Right.
So we believe that in whatever community that we are to be planted in, we are to help sustain economic growth. We are to make sure that we're helping to create jobs, getting people to a place where they're able to be employed. But the next part is, beyond getting people to get jobs, we want to also talk about true deployment, which is helping small businesses. Small businesses are the cornerstone of our communities. So we want to be a place that helps small businesses grow. And as we're talking about all these things, again, I'm saying, Lord, how are we going to do all this? And the same scripture he gave me when we first started is the same scripture he's sharing today in Exodus 4:2.
What's in your hand?
Is in your hand. And so for every person who is watching this right now, what's going to help us know, you know, who's in this with us, who is a part of our community, whether you've joined the Outlet Community Church prior to today or you're interested in joining now, we're going to ask you to take that next step and just simply text us and say, I'm in. I'm in. Send that to 770-667-4899. Just simply say, I'm in, to 770-667-4899. What that does is it's going to allow us to forward a link back to you so that for those who are already members of the Outlet community, we're able to get your information updated so that we can keep you in touch with all the developments that are going on. This is already set to be an absolutely amazing year for our church, and we want you to stay informed with that. But for those who are prayerfully considering partnering with our church, becoming a member of the Outlet Community Church, or just being a supporter for what God has called us to do, when you text, we're going to make sure that you stay informed as well. And we believe that as we partner together, we are truly going to see God's will done.
Yes.
In the earth.
Amen. We're so excited about what God is doing. And listen, if you're in and we're all in together, we're going to just get you plugged in wherever you see your need fits and where your gift or talent fits. I'm so excited about this.
Amen. Amen. So what we want to do is we just want to close out in prayer for our church, because our church is a collection of families. And so as all the families of the outlet grow and they increase, well, then that's what happens here in the community. But we also want to pray for the communities that God is sending us to as well, and prepare the ground for wherever God has us to go. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the vision, the mission that you've given us, Lord. And Father, I thank you for the people who are in their hearts are sensing to come alongside and help us to be a change agent in the communities that we're in. Father, may we partner with other entities. May we partner with other organizations. May we partner with other churches so that you and you alone can get all the glory. God, we're not here for any of the pretense, any of the games, any of the trickery that goes and has went on in church. Lord, we simply want to do your will. And we commit this moment, we commit this day to you. We commit this time and we'll remember that on this day, we wrote the vision, we made it plain, but we took it out of our ability to accomplish and we put it in your hands, God, to accomplish. Help us to obey what you're asking us to do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So at the end of our service today, while it's recording live, we're going to have a Meet the Family event where we're going to talk about three initiatives that we are taking on right now. The first area is what we call our emerging generation. Mm-hmm. Our emerging generations are our children and students from birth, even through college age. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about how we are going to minister directly to them during this time. The second area that you'll hear from is our life groups. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we need life groups to create community because there are people that you can reach that my wife and I cannot. And so we have our life group directors that are going to be sharing with you about ways that you can, in your world, be a place where people can go to be empowered, equipped, developed, and deployed. And then finally, we're going to have a presentation from our outreach directors. We are partnered with other churches and ministries in our areas to be the church.
Yes.
And we are committed to making that the thrust behind all that we do, mm-hmm. to be about God's will and his purpose in the earth. And so as we've talked about so much today, I also want to talk to you all directly. I want you to prayerfully consider, and I want to talk about finance just for a moment. The reason why we raise offerings is not so that my wife and I or those paid on staff can have great lifestyles, but we have work to do.
Yes.
And I used to hesitate about talking about finances because of bad experiences that I've had in previous churches surrounding finance. But I realized that I was robbing our communities of two things. Number one, the communities that we're in from being impacted. But number two, the blessing that comes when you give with your whole heart. So I'm not mandating a certain amount, and I'm not telling you what to give. Yeah. But what I am saying is that every time we receive an offering here at the Outlet Community, I'm asking you to pray and ask the Lord what you should do. And with that, you're able to give with your whole heart. We promise to be a ministry of integrity, of accountability. We submit our finances to an overseeing accounting firm where the owner of that accounting firm sits on the board of the IRS. We have systems and checks and balances inside of our ministry and have brought on an executive director to ensure that we are being compliant to all fiduciary responsibilities. So what am I saying? Trust God with what you're to give to the Outlet Community. And I believe that as we partner together, we are going to see something special here in this earth.
Amen.
And so there's some information coming on screen about the three ways to give here at the Outlet. Go ahead and save those ways. And as the Lord leads, I just believe that if he called us to do it, God has sent the resources for us to do just that. Thank you all so much for being a part of our Vision Sunday. And we hope to see you for our Meet the Family event on our eGroups link. And God bless.
God bless. We love you all.
We love you.